When lawmakers passed Act 46 5 years ago, critics were afraid it might lead to small school closings, to fierce community debates over property taxes and educational equity. All of that is playing out right now in the Addison Central School District around Middlebury. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited the district recently and has this report.
A few times a week, Erin Robinson picks up her two kids at the Ripton Elementary School. And on a recent afternoon, as she got her 5-year-old son, Shepherd, settled into his car seat, she checked in on how the day went.
Did you have PE? Yeah? What did you guys do in PE?
I don't know.
You don't know? You forgot?
Yeah.
That's silly. Did you go outside for PE?
Robinson lives about 7 minutes away. It's a short drive, and so she can come over and pick up her two boys when her schedule allows. She also volunteers and subs from time to time.
Having a school in a town that you live just makes being part of your kids' schooling that much more accessible, right? You know, like for me, it makes it easier to be involved, and the kids really appreciate that.
But the future for where Robinson's kids will go to school is very much up in the air. Ripton is part of the 7-town Addison Central School District, which came together through Act 46. The district recently studied the elementary schools in each of the 7 towns. The authors looked at student count projections and construction needs and determined that it would be best to close 3 or 4 schools and consolidate the kids in the remaining buildings. The final decision rests with the 13-member district board, which is made up of people from all of the towns. They can close a school without a local vote, and they've made it clear that Ripton is one of the schools that will be shuttered. Robinson grew up nearby, and she moved up to Ripton 3 years ago, largely because of the small community school in town.
Would we have moved this far in Ripton had there not been a school? No. We wouldn't have done that.
When the legislature passed Act 46 back in 2015, Addison Central was one of the first districts to voluntarily merge. All 7 of the towns, even Ripton, thought it was a good idea. The state offered financial incentives to towns that got on board early, and those tax breaks, along with the promise that merging would be good for students, drove voters to overwhelmingly support the consolidation plan. Perry Hansen was on the Ripton School Board back then, and the way he saw it, Act 46 was a way to save money and keep its school open in the face of declining enrollment and rising costs.
On our local school board, money was tight, so there was an incentive to say, well, this is good. We'll join a bigger group and see if we can cut costs and so forth. And I still remember 2 or 3 of the Middlebury people came to me and said, we don't want to close your school, you know. It wasn't on the list of things that would happen at all at that time.
But since then, the number of kids in the Addison County District has dropped even more. Just between this year and next, student counts in the elementary schools are expected to drop by almost 14%. And as the state's Act 46 incentives set to expire over the next few years, and per pupil costs set to rise, Hansen now thinks it's time to close the Ripton School.
We can't deliver the services to the children in Ripton the way we're structured now. And that's the biggest thing. Then you got to get realistic about the real cost. I mean, small doesn't mean good necessarily. It's a challenge. So it's hard.
But Hansen is in the minority. In a last-ditch effort to save their elementary school, Ripton residents recently voted 163-107 to break away from the merged district and take back control of the school. The debate is playing out elsewhere in Vermont. The town of Westminster also held a vote recently to leave its merged district. And in the school district around Brattleboro, there's a move to completely dissolve the 4-town district. One of the reasons why there's so much debate around school consolidation, according to Mara Teakin, who's an associate professor at Bates College in Maine, is because no one really knows whether merging districts works.
We were absolutely floored by the lack of research around, you know, what are the outcomes.
Teakin's written a book about rural schools closing.
In terms of cost savings, there is almost like zero research on this. But, you know, what they tend to find is that not much money was really saved. There's, you know, so much writing about the claims of closure and the kind of benefits it'll bring. Very, very little follow-up afterwards.
Britta Carlson has a son, Anders, in kindergarten at Ripton Elementary. He's got Down syndrome, and Carlson says having a small school in her community has been working for her family.
We feel like small schools keep our kids connected, you know, connected to each other, connected to teachers, other staff in the school.
Amy McGlashan lives in Ripton. Her two kids went to the school, but McGlashan thinks Ripton should stay in the district and close its school.
I feel like the right thing to do is to say that these are all our students, these are all our children, that the concept of a learning community does not have to be by town. That was the agreement we made when we joined as a district. And so for me, it's a huge step backwards.
But Ripton can't just unilaterally leave the district. If even one of the other towns votes to not allow Ripton to leave, then the town has to stay within the Addison Central District and likely lose its school. That vote is set to take place on town meeting day this year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Ripton.